Simon & Schuster Audio, in association with Anthony Harris and Susan Kendall Newman, present Jack Lemmon reading The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain.
You don't know about me unless you've read a book by the name of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, but that don't matter. That book was made by Mr. Mark Twain. There was things which he stretched, but mainly he told the truth. That's nothing. I never seen anybody but lied one time or another, except an Aunt Polly or the widow. Aunt Polly, Tom's Aunt Polly, she is, and the widow Douglas is all told about in that book, which is mostly a true book, with some stretchers, as I said before. Now, the way that the book winds up is this. Tom and me found money that robbers hid in a cave, and it made us rich. We got $6,000 apiece, all gold. It was an awful sight of money when it was piled up. Well, Judge Thatcher took it and put it out at interest, and it fetched us $1 a day apiece all the year round, more than a body could tell what to do with. The widow Douglas took me for her son and allowed she would civilize me. But it was rough living in the house all the time, considering how dismal, regular, and decent the widow was in all her ways. And so when I couldn't stand it no longer, I lit out. I got into my old rags and my sugar hogshead again and was free and satisfied. But Tom Sawyer hunted me up, said he was going to start a band of robbers. I might join if I'd go back to the widow and be respectable. So I went back. The widow, she cried over me and called me a poor lost lamb, and she called me a lot of other names too, but she never meant no harm by it. She put me in them new clothes again, and I couldn't do nothing but sweat and feel all cramped up. Then the old thing commenced again. The widow rung a bell for supper, and you had to come on time. When you got to the table, you couldn't go right to eating, but you had to wait for the widow to tuck down her head and grumble a little over the victuals, though there weren't really anything the matter with them. That is, nothing, only everything was cooked by itself. In a barrel of odds and ends, it's different. Things get mixed up and the juice kind of swaps around and the things go better. Her sister, Miss Watson, a tolerable slim old maid with goggles on, had just come to live with her and took to me after supper with a spelling book. She worked me middling hard for a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?